For decades, people in the Moluccas Islands, Papua and West Papua have been agitating for independence and have been faced with crackdowns from the Indonesian government. And right now, over 70 people are in jail, arrested and charged with treason for taking part in flag-raising ceremonies at independence protests or showing the flags in their home. While the country's constitution protects free expression, the police and community leaders are not following suit. Andreas Halsono is a researcher for Human Rights Watch in charge of Indonesia. He's been reporting on this issue for two decades.
They should be released. They need not to stay in any prison for even one night. But the government, on the same time, releasing up to 35,000 inmates, either detainees or prisoner, based on certain criteria, mostly small crime, drug users, and those that have served two-thirds of their sentences. They were released over the last 3 weeks. Unfortunately, the government did not want to release, especially these political activists.
Is that at odds with moves that Joko Widodo made to release prisoners earlier on in 2015?
This is what we are trying to tell this administration. Look, you have released nearly all political prisoners that were left by your predecessor. But now there are political prisoners again. They protest using peaceful means. They have rallies, of course. They have the flags. And these are the flags that disproportionately consider as treason by many Indonesian police officers, prosecutors, and also judges. It is really not fair. It is no justice for them. Some of these cases are just having a flag inside your living room. In other cases, a woman with three kids is now jailed because she produced 1,500 small flags of the Morning Star. And 3 weeks ago, two young men were shot to death on a river while fishing because they were suspected to have the Morning Star flag, the Papuan flag, as a bracelet on their arm.
Lawyers for the detained protesters have actually put information on their cases forward to the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention. What possible action could the UN take to assist in this situation?
The UN actually already issued a ruling in 2011 on the case of another Papuan prisoner. His name is Philip Karma. He filed a petition asking the UN to review his case. And the UN ruled in his favor. The UN asked the Indonesian government to, quote, immediately and unconditionally, unquote, to release Karma. The Indonesian government refused to do that.
What can the international community do to help?
The underlying issue here is racism against dark-skinned, curly-haired people. Indonesia need the vast land, the natural resources, the sea in the Moluccas Island, the mining, the gold mine, the vast palm oil plantation that we are opening up in Papua. And of course the land, because the size of Papua is 8 times bigger than the size of Java Island, Indonesia's most populated island. So if we don't want to treat them as equal, the underlying issue, this problem will stay on.
And the risks of them finding economic independence and political independence, of course, undermines economic imperatives as well as social imperatives, doesn't it?
Exactly, because they are marginalized in their own land. The Papuan, for instance, they used to be, you know, like 90% of the population in Papua. Today, indigenous Papuan are less than 50%. Also, the Moluccan, they are being overwhelmed by incoming migrants, especially from other parts of Indonesia, especially Java.
What future do they see?
If no significant substantial change is to happen in Indonesia, I'm afraid they will be a tiny minority in their own lands, their culture, their languages, their way of life, their art will be swept away. They are having a slow-motion genocide now.
Do you see any opportunity for their situation to change?
Unfortunately, no. Unless there is a global crisis, like what happened in the world, like World War II or World War I. If there is a geopolitical change, it might affect this tiny nation within Indonesia. At the same time, Indonesia is the largest predominantly Muslim country in the world. The superpower in the world, whether China or the US, they're not going to risk the communication, the relationship with Indonesia just for these two tiny nations within Indonesia.
Andreas Halsono, researcher for Human Rights Watch in charge of Indonesia.